Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Kate Olson is with us. She is the Master Gardener Coordinator, among one of her other, all of her other many duties and titles that she has. But she's in this morning to talk because the Master Gardener Training is available. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Master Gardener Training doesn't happen all that often, does it?
We host it in Cass County about every other year. We've gotten a little thrown off here in the last couple years because of switches with the program and pandemic and other stuff. But yes, we're getting back on the every other year schedule starting with this year.
Do you get some pretty good interest in the program?
Yes, we usually get a lot of interest. Last year, we did offer the class last year. It was only virtual last year. So we did have a couple people complete the class just because we hadn't offered it for several years. But now it's back to a hybrid model, so it'll be kind of partially online and partially face-to-face. And we're already getting quite a good amount of interest, but we're really trying to get the word out there. Classes don't start until August, but registration is due by early July.
Okay, so we need to get after that here pretty quickly then, because July is right around the corner.
Yes.
It's yet this week already. So yeah, we need to get after that. Those applications due here in the early part of July. And what's involved in applying? How difficult is that?
Difficult? Not really. No, it's just answering a few questions. So applications this year are due July 8th. So as you mentioned, July is coming right up. So not this Friday, but the following Friday, July 8th. Applications are online. You just have to answer a couple questions for you about why you want to be a master gardener, any volunteer history. You are not required to know anything about gardening, but if you do have a gardening or a volunteering background, we just want to know a little bit more about what that looks like so we can slot you into some volunteering opportunities that might be a good fit for you, basically. And then how that process works is those names go to the state. After July 8th, we'll give you a call, get you through our local interview process. We do background screen master gardeners because they are volunteers that are out and about in the community. So all of our master gardeners are background screened. And then once that's done, we'll get you enrolled in the course. It is 40 hours of education, so it's definitely a commitment. So we do want to make sure people know that up front. Master gardeners learn about everything related to gardening, whether that's soil, insects, trees, shrubs, annuals, perennials, vegetables. You'll learn about everything, from soil structure to landscaping. So it's a pretty intensive program, but for anybody who's interested in learning more about gardening, it's a great way to learn more. And for anyone who's interested in getting involved in the community and giving back to the community, it's a great way to do that as well. So
okay. Now, I'm kind of curious because you said you get folks of varying levels of interest and experience. If I fill out an application and say in there, I don't even know what dirt looks like, are you going to discourage me from participating, or am I going to learn so much? And will I be able to pick it up right away?
Absolutely. Yep. You'll be able to pick it up. And really, honestly, no one comes into the Master Gardener program knowing everything there is to know. Like I said, by the time the program's done, you'll have over 40 hours of education between the online classes and the hands-on workshops. So we are excited this year to be able to offer the hands-on learning and meetups again. For the past several years, that has not been an option. So we will have, again, the basic core stuff is online. You'll watch videos and learn from experts. You will have the opportunity to have some Q&As with some campus folks, but the majority of it is self-paced, which is really nice. The online is self-paced, so you can do that. Before it was, it's a live broadcast from campus. It's on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. So if you can't be here Thursday evenings at 6 p.m., you can't take the class. The online version now is completely self-paced. You can do that at your own pace. We'll offer a variety of hands-on learning opportunities here in Cass County. We ask that you make four of those. We will offer more than four of them. So one of those, our first class on August 15th, just an orientation. So again, not required, but one of our face-to-face options if people want to. We'll hopefully have all of our materials here by then. We'll go through the rest of our face-to-face schedule, get folks set up to go, answer questions, and introduce all of the trainees to each other. And then, we've done classes everywhere from the outdoor classroom in Messina to the healing garden at the hospital, local gardens and nursery centers. So it's a great way to get hands-on. Like you said, if you don't know anything about gardening, you will by the time we're done.
You'll have no choice unless you sleep through the classes and then you wasted your money, right?
Exactly.
There is a fee.
Yes, there is a fee. It's $150, and that is for, like I said, the 40 hours of education, all the materials, all the classes, all the trainings. With that $150 fee comes a requirement to do 40 hours of volunteer service in approximately 14 months. So basically folks that complete the class starting in August have until December of 2023 to complete their 40 hours of volunteers, which sounds like a lot, but I mean, it's basically one work week spread out over 15 months. So,
and you can be creative too. There are a lot of different ways to get those hours in.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You're not. And if you are interested in getting involved with our local Master Gardener group, any activities that you do with that group count as volunteer service, whether it's meetings, we set up and do informational booths. There's some gardens that we care for around the community. We host like our bus tour and our garden seminar, plant sales. All of those things are volunteer opportunities. So everybody's worried about the 40 hours coming in. I've never had anybody have even close to a problem hitting it. So,
and I'm guessing that as far as what you get out of being a part of the program is different for everyone. Some may look at it as maybe if they're young and they're thinking about maybe something along these lines professionally down the road, they'd like to know a little bit more. For some, it might just be the enjoyment of being able to work, you know, out in the sunshine and things. Maybe for some, it's just, you know, it's an opportunity to be with like-minded people.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, everybody gets something different out of the Master Gardener program. We encourage anybody who wants to give back and be a part of the community and anybody who loves gardening. For the professional side, just because you mentioned that, I will mention, if you want to take all of the classes and not be a volunteer, you can take the ProHort option. That costs $550 just because without the volunteer service aspect, it's a little bit different. Basically, you're paying your time, that extra $400 difference back in the 40 volunteer hours. But and then the only other restriction on Master Gardeners is you can't use that title for personal benefit. So you can't set up shop as a landscaper and say, and I'm also a Master Gardener. So Master Gardener is a kind of a title of volunteerism and service. So, but it's definitely a fun program. And yeah, we have people who love to do it because they love to maintain community gardens. And we have people who only do it for the information and education piece. And some people who just love to do it for helping to plan those events and get involved that way. So yeah, everybody can be, if you don't know anything about dirt, you still don't have to, you know, utilize that knowledge after the class, but you will learn it.
Yeah, and it's for the young and the experienced.
Absolutely, yep. It's for anyone. You do have to be over 18, just because we have to background screen you and be an adult for insurance purposes.
Okay, very good. There's always that.
There's always
we
that.
We always have that hanging over our heads, don't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Very good. Well, it's nice to be able to get back to more, normal training and things, because I'm sure that hands-on component is pretty important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as you can imagine, when you're working with, you know, plants and soil, and it's also fun for the networking piece, for people who are interested in this to get to know each other. And it's fun because we go explore places around Cass County. I mean, like I mentioned, we've been down to and have classes in the outdoor classroom in Messina. That's something a lot of people in Cass County maybe haven't even necessarily gotten the inside tour on that yet. Or we've gone and gotten tours of the hospital healing garden, which is an awesome place, but not something that a lot of people just swing by and tour on their own. So it's fun to just kind of learn about all these different places that are involved in growing and being green around Cass County as well.
Excellent. So again, it's a $150 plan for the program, and that gets you all your materials, your class time, and all that stuff. And you do have to apply ahead of time. And again, July 8th is the deadline.
Yes.
If I get the application, can I do it online? Can I do it in person? Can I fill out a piece of paper and bring it back? I mean, how long is all that going to take me?
The application should not take very long. We do not have a paper option. If you would like help filling it out, you can give our office a call. We will help you out if you have questions or concerns about the technology piece. We can help walk you through the application. Again, part of the class is online. There are 17 online modules, so you probably do need to have access to a computer, or if you don't, talk to us and we will arrange for you to come into the office and view those, but we'll need to get you set up some way to work around that technology aspect. A big core piece of the training from the staff on campus is online.
Are all counties offering it this year?
Not all counties. They are opting in. There are several others in Southwest Iowa that are offering it this year, but based on staffing, not every county offers it every time it's offered. So again, we'll probably take a break next year, which is why we're hoping to fill up the class this year, get a good group out and working, and then maybe offer another program. We've had some demand for our Master Conservationist class, which is offered by Iowa State. So we're hoping to maybe pilot that in Cass County next year.
So if someone calls you from outside Cass County and says, hey, my county's not offering it, can I get in with you guys? Are you okay with that?
Yep, absolutely. We have trained master gardeners from other counties as well. They can go back and be a master gardener in their county. We do ask if they train here that they do some of their volunteer hours here just to kind of get familiar with the, you know, the county. Like I said, we'll be doing a lot of our classwork here in Cass County. So they would have to be comfortable with driving to some of those face-to-face classes. And then maybe they would get connected with some places they could do that volunteer service. But once their 40 hours are done, they can go back and do the rest of their volunteer maintenance as a master gardener. To keep that up, you just have to do 20 hours of volunteer service a year and 10 hours of continuing education. And you can do that in whatever county in Iowa you live in or whatever county you want to.
Great. So get after it. Get online and get that application filled out so you can be a part of that master gardener training class here coming up this year. And again, July 8th is that deadline for registrations. Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.